The day of the Lord had arrived, and none could stand against his wrath and my despair. I felt a stirring within my soul, a call to return to him with all my heart, to seek forgiveness and redemption in the face of such overwhelming calamity. Tears streamed down my face as I embraced the truth revealed in Joel's words. In this tumultuous sea of war and destruction, God's mercy shone like a beacon of hope. His compassion knew no bounds, offering solace amidst the chaos that engulfed us all. My logic reveals that China won the war, but lost the fight, a nuclear fallout, and it devastated the land, and now they invade India. Wait, 'cause then the nations are no more. I stand amidst the ruins. The acrid stench of smoke and destruction filling my nostrils. The aftermath of the nuclear fallout is evident in the scorched earth and twisted remnants of buildings that stand as grim reminders of a cataclysmic event. China's victory in the war was undeniable, but their triumph was hollow, for the price they paid was dear. The fallout from the nuclear weapons unleashed had left their land barren and uninhabitable. A stark testament to the devastating power of such weaponry. As I analyze the situation, it becomes clear that China's actions were driven by desperation, a bid for survival in a world torn apart by conflict and chaos. Their invasion of India, once a sovereign nation, is a grim reminder that in this new reality, borders hold no meaning. Nations have crumbled, their structure shattered beyond repair. The once vibrant landscapes now bear witness to the scars of war, a tapestry of destruction that stretches as far as the eye can see. As I observe this grim tableau, a sense of foreboding grips my heart. The world as we knew it is no more, replaced by a brutal landscape where only the strongest survive in this bleak reality. My logic tells me that there are no winners, only survivors clinging to a thread of hope in a world teetering on the brink of oblivion.
The day of the Lord had arrived, and none could stand against his wrath. In my despair, I felt a stirring within my soul, a call to return to him with all my heart, to seek forgiveness and redemption in the face of such overwhelming calamity. Tears streamed down my face as I embraced the truth revealed in Joel's words. In this tumultuous sea of war and destruction, God's mercy shone like a beacon of hope. His compassion knew no bounds, offering solace amidst the chaos that engulfed us all. My logic reveals that China won the war, but lost the fight of nuclear fallout, and it devastated the land, and now they invade India. Because the nations are no more, I stand amidst the ruins, the acrid stench of smoke and destruction filling my nostrils. The aftermath of the nuclear fallout is evident in the scorched earth and twisted remnants of buildings that stand as grim reminders of a cataclysmic event. China's victory in the war was undeniable, but their triumph was hollow, for the price they paid was dear. The fallout from the nuclear weapons unleashed had left their land barren and uninhabitable. A stark testament to the devastating power of such weaponry. As I analyze the situation, it becomes clear that China's actions were driven by desperation, a bid for survival in a world torn apart by conflict and chaos. Their invasion of India, once a sovereign nation, is a grim reminder that in this new reality, borders hold no meaning. Nations have crumbled, their structures shattered beyond repair. The once vibrant landscapes now bear witness to the scars of war, a tapestry.
tree of destruction that stretches as far as the eye can see as I observe.